Okay, it's just time. We give us a, if we start on time, people will know we start on time. If we wait for people to come late, then everyone will always come late. So start on time. So we basically, we were doing yesterday, the Mugei Yosef versus the Hagoi Sashri. All right, that's where we were holding. I'm pretty sure. Unless I'm getting it mixed up with the Shir, but I think so. That the Mugei Yosef asked the question, why by he doesn't ask from Ksuvas Isha, he asks from Baal Chayv. He asks from Baal Chayv, why can't you say Ishatkes to knock you down to the Buddhist? So he says, because a person can say, in other words, you know, she said, listen, I call your bluff, whatever. So then he has a kasha from Isha. In other words, his order is a little bit the opposite of our taisis. Our taisis starts with Isha and then goes to Baal Chayv. He has the opposite order, but seemingly the same basic structure. And then he goes to Isha. So if this is far, then I can say, this, return it. So why don't we say the same thing by Isha? So he says, the kivin she'enu bo negroa kaicha, Muxer dummy. Since he's not coming, the Garea Kaicha Koetzke Muxer. So this was for us an eye opener, because one of the big problems that we had was we didn't know what the mechanism is. How do you go ahead and move the person to Ziburis? So Bishlama by a Baal Chayv or Nezika, and you're moving him to Beinonis. So we understood a little bit, because it's like a blackmail. So you're sort of blackmailing the person. You should agree to Beinonis, because if you don't agree to Beinonis, I'll knock you down to Ziburis, or let's make a compromise. I'll give in, you give in. I'm not going to call it blackmail, or it's an agreement. We both give in a little bit. So by when you move the person to Beinonis, whether it was Ezekiel or Baal Chayv, that we understood some kind of structure, a system. But we did understand what would be a system. How do you move Ksuvas Isha to Ziburis? The Maisa, the Sheba Zanijas. Where do you get to move the Sheba to Ziburis? So the first person that we saw, and the Maisa, the Rush says it too, and the Gaz Hashri says it too, is that the Mugei Yosef says there's a system called Kemuchzer Dami. There's some kind of system called Kemuchzer Dami. So this was a very big eye opener for us.
What does that mean? What kind
what
of
does that mean? Who's talking?
Nothing.
Okay, I can't see. All right, welcome, Rabbi Melcher. Not Nothing. Okay. Anyway.
Well, to you, I'm Nothing.
Okay. So, what does it mean? It means that somehow or another in Lumdus, it's viewed as if it was returned already, and therefore we have the same din as if it was already returned, even though it wasn't returned. It's some kind of lumdus that there's, it seems, even the Golos Hashri says, since it's going to finally happen, it's as if it happened. The Rosh says something else, maybe. I don't know why it's Kemuchzer, but it's some kind of Svara that it's, since I have the ability to return it, Kola Omeid. What's it? What I say by Koome the Bila and Bila Makeves? I don't know. There's some kind of svar out there that if something could happen, it's as if it happened already. Okay, that's a svar. I can't. I don't know why that should be true, but that's what he said.
If Ishaskis is a psychological svar, then this doesn't work.
So who said it's a psychological svar? According to this, at this point, by Ksuvas Isha, it's not psychological. By Ksuvas Isha, it's a din, that it's a kehuxer dummy. That's what he's saying. It's a huxer.
Black box.
What?
It's a black box.
Can't hear you.
It's a black box. We don't understand it.
Well, I do understand the structure. There's a lumdus of kahokser. We have such a svara, a busser meikara, you know, that something is omei to break as if it broke. The bila and bila my cabbage. I don't know, there is such a svara floating around in Chazal.
Okay.
I don't fully understand it, but we do find that svara, that something that's going to happen is as if it happened already. The future is in the present. The reshiva is of the seeds. I don't know. I don't know exactly as far, but at least I have a, you know, it's more than just saying a black box. Black box means like, you know, I have no idea what it's talking about. This is, we know the structure. We know the not more than the structure. We know the svara. We just don't understand the logic of the svara.
No, but since I'm giving it back for the other people.
No, not he doesn't say because he's not giving it back to the other people.
Gets included.
He doesn't say that. He just says it's considered, the notion of Mukayayzev is, since it's not Migrea Kaichal Kamukser Dabi, it's not because of other people, because it didn't would be true even if there are no other people. It happens to be in the case of the Gemara, there are three people. But the thing would be true even if there's only Ksubas Isha. They wouldn't make any nafkamin of halacha. If there was only Ksubas Isha, it'd be the same halacha. So the svara is, there's some kind of svara kamukser dami. Now, and that's why you go down to Meshubadim. Now, that's why you go down to Ziburis. Now, the Mugayayzeh qualifies it, that says that we only say this part of Kemukser Dami if it's Eino Gorea Kaicha. Kimin She'eino Bode Gorea Kaicha. Kemukser is because since Eino Bode Gorea Kaicha, Kemukser Dami. So we did not know yesterday what the logic is. So what, just because you're not Mikareya Kaicha, therefore it's Kemukser Dami? What does one thing have to do with the other? If it's Pshat, it's Kemukser. It should always be Mukser. And that, why should you, because you're not Mikareya Kaicha. So what does that do? So we saw yesterday that the Gaza Shri says the same structure, but he explains it differently. It comes out the same result in Metzias, but the way he says it might be slightly different. He says that the reason why it's Kemukser Dami is he adds a point because it's Vadai, the person's going to do it. It's Vadai that I would do it. And if you're going to demand Idjus, I'm Vadai going to do it because I feel taken advantage of or outraged. What right have you got to demand Idjus? And the reason I'm Vadai going to do it is because you're getting more than your din. So therefore, if it would be she's getting her din, then I wouldn't Vadai do it. So if it'll be Baal Chai, you want to knock him down to Ziburis, you can't say Kemukser Dami, because who says I would do it? Because the only reason, the whole svar of Kemukser Dami, according to Agos HaShri, is needs of Yisrael that I will Vadai do it. And it's only Vadai that I would do it if I feel outraged that the person's taking advantage of me. They're getting more than they're supposed to get. So on my cheshbon, you get more than you're supposed to get. So I'll get you back and I'll go ahead and I'll return the shtar. So therefore, by Baal Chai, where they're not getting more than they're supposed to get, you're just knocking them down to Beinonis. So you're not going to say Mukser to knock it down to Ziburis, because that I wouldn't necessarily do. I would return the Beinonis to knock you down to Beinonis. And if you're going to demand Idjus, I'm also going to be outraged. The Baal Chayv is taking advantage of me. He's taking Idjus. So I'll return the Beinonis. So he should get knocked down to his din. But I'm not necessarily going to knock him down to Ziburis, because that doesn't, when he goes to Beinonis, I'm not upset. Okay? He's getting his din. So the Hagos, that's what the Hagos HaShri says, right? The Hagos HaShri, just read it inside. He says, "Ksumas Isha ain goy v'adam in ziburas kedina. The kodem sheyitin al yaser midina v'adem ma'adish tar de ziburas amare. The chosh of gido hechser." It's a vada that he would do it because he doesn't want to give her more than her dina. And therefore, it's chashav gino hechser. So the question that we asked at the end of yesterday's shiur, can we fit that into the Nimukei Yosef? That he's saying, the kiven she'eino bore garei kaifa. So that means when she is asking, if he wouldn't do this ishatkes, she would get more than what's coming for her. Therefore, since the kiven she'eino bore garei kaifa, since he's not coming to garei kaifa, which means that she's asking for more than it's coming to her, therefore, we say kemuchser dami, because of there's a bad that he would do it. That was our question yesterday, right at the end of the year. So, what do you people say? Is he saying the same as in as the Gosa Shri? That was what we left off yesterday. Though some people already voiced an opinion yesterday, but what do you people say?
I don't.
Sorry, you're muted. Rabbi Shamir, you're muted.
I mean, I don't see any reason as far as the lumdus to say there's any distinction. Once we see it in Havana that the Hagos Hashri is saying the fact that psychologically the guy would do it. So I don't know why in Havana we would add anything additional in the Nimukei Yosef.
Okay,
I mean the
Nimukei Yosef. Very good. So we should say. So now everything's beautiful. So now
we have
the Agos Hashri. He says a nice svara, and we can put it in, even though the Nimukei Yosef is ambiguous, we'll put that into the Nimukei Yosef. Why should we make a machlekes?
Well, again, I mean, the Nimukei Yosef seems to say that it's only because we only allow him to do it when he's not being Megarei Koho. He doesn't seem to know. Because
when he's not Megarei Koho, that's when he's motivated, because yeah, she's taking advantage of him.
I mean, I really agree that's not so much, but in the Nimukei Yosef.
Okay, right. Yes, I do agree. So that what we said yesterday, I think that almost everyone agreed, is that even though in Metzius there's no machlokes between the Hagos Hashri and the Nimukei Yosef, they're obviously arguing with different svaras because they're emphasizing different points. The Hagos Hashri is emphasizing, if you were saying that the Hagos Hashri, you should say, since she's trying to take advantage of him. And the Nimukei Yosef said, since he is not trying to take advantage of her, right? They're focusing on different points. Now, it happens to be true when she takes advantage of him, he's not taking advantage of her. But it's not the word. I gave the other share. There's two foods. The person had a choice of two foods to eat for supper. His wife left him two foods. He could either eat something milchiks, he could eat the pizza, or he could eat hot dogs, right? Then we don't know which one he ate. Then he goes out, and he goes out with his wife, and she offers him, "Oh, do you want some ice cream?" So he says, "No, I can't eat ice cream." So what's he going to say? I can't eat the ice cream because I didn't eat the pizza, or I can't eat ice cream because I ate the hot dogs, right? In other words, is that because the reason why you're not eating the ice cream is not because you didn't eat the pizza? That's irrelevant. It's because you positively ate the hot dog. So for the Nimukei Yosef, if the Nimukei Yosef held like the Hagos Hashri, he's mentioning a point that's totally irrelevant. The fact that he's not taking advantage of her is not relevant. What's relevant is that she's taking advantage of him. Now, whenever he's not taking advantage of her, she's trying to take advantage of him. But that's not... Whenever you don't eat pizza, you eat hot dogs, but it's not relevant to the point. It just happens to be that there are two choices, but they're not. So it sounds like that the Nimukei Yosef is saying a completely different svara. He's saying the Nimukei Yosef is saying kiven. This is like a positive svara, since he's not bodei garei kaicha. That seems to be like a positive svara. So what we're trying to figure out, right? I think that's what we said at the end of the year yesterday. That
Ruby, I had some thoughts on this since yesterday.
You can't change your mind. I'm sorry.
No. I'm not sure if they're agreeing or not, or whether they're just focusing on different points, or the Namukios is saying something entirely different. But it would seem that there's two things going on here. There's the concept of Megrei Kaicha. Does she have the power to do it or not? And then there's the concept of, do we know for sure he's going to do it? Because even if she has the power, even if she doesn't have the power, I should say, could be he's not going to do it, and
but
vice versa.
No, but just for the record, the Mugayase never said a word about the fact that we need to know for sure that he's going to do it.
That's the only thing. He never said that part, and Gresh Yashri never said the part of Megrei Kaicha. So it could be they're saying two different svaras, or it could be they're just focusing on two different parts of this of the opposite. But they're two different points. One is what is his power, and one's what's her power. So the Megrei Kaicha is focusing on what her power is, and then the Gresh Yashri is focusing on what he can do.
Okay, but so I'm saying in different words. Paraphrase what you're saying. You're saying is that yes, we are right in our diac that they're saying two different things. However, it doesn't prove that they're arguing, because maybe you need both.
Right.
That's what I think you think.
Right. I don't know, but it's possible that you need both.
Okay. So
I hear.
So let me just say why I don't like that. Because if you need both, so why didn't they both say both? So you have to say
that's why I was thinking.
Left out the Namukayase's because he thought what he said is obvious. The Namukayase left off that guy's Ashri's point because he thought what he says is obvious. That's already very daichik.
Right.
That two people both talking about it. They all think that something's not obvious. They both think that the other guy's point's obvious, but my point's not obvious.
Plus, another problem with that is it just happens to be coincidentally the same time Megrei Kaicha is the time that we know that he's going to do it, and vice versa. Right. So,
you need two things, but
they're exactly in sync. When one's true, the other's true. When another's not true, the other's not true. So, like that's just coincidence, you know?
But I think in the Lushan, it's just like if it's one thing. People are allowed to say that there are two requirements and they left one out because one's pashut.
Right.
But to say that there's a machlekes rishonim that I left out one thing, but I felt this was pashut and this is a chesh, and you felt pumfeket.
So I was thinking along those lines that it could be that Gosh Ashri doesn't necessarily agree with the Namukki Yosef, but maybe the Namukki Yosef agrees with the Gosh Ashri.
Okay, now you're getting too complicated for me. So let's go back. What?
The Namukiyose might hold by Nezikin and Baal Chov. It's also Vade Machzir. Just as far as our allowing you to do it, we only allow you to do it when you're not Megarei Kocho.
Okay. I mean, the Namukiyose doesn't say you need Vade Machzir, but you're right. It could be he holds it's always right. Vade Machzir.
That's the long lines I was trying to say.
Or it could be that he holds you. It's not. Okay, fine. Yeah, so what does Megarei Kocho do? What's as far as not Megarei Kaicha?
I mean, we're not going to make you go through the effort. I mean, the Beis Din is not going to say lechita. The Beis Din is not going to make you go through the effort when you're not being Megarei Kaicha anyways. We're not going to make you go through the effort of going in and be Max of the Karka.
But I don't get it. The svara is that it says if it's muhsar, so it's not a question of going through the effort. Is it considered muhsar? Isn't it considered muhsar?
Again, the question is procedurally.
He says his lashon is kemuhsar dami. Kemuhsar dami doesn't sound like you're saying that really it's not muhsar, but since you're going to do it, so we're going to save you the bother. It doesn't sound like this. He says kemuhsar dami.
Well, Rebbe, according to what we said a couple, I think last week, that if the shibud is still on the other karka or not, maybe that kemuchser dami means that because legabe subis isha, the shibud is still on the ziburis, But if it's, let's say, by Bachover Nezikin, for you to, if you would give it back, then it would have to create a new shibud. So it's not kmuchser dami because you would have to make a new shibud. It wouldn't be able to megre kochu because you would have to actually actively give it back to be able to create a new shibud, because you have to actively create a new shibud. But by ksubas isha, you're not creating a new shibud. So therefore, it's kmuchser dami.
He says the difference is because this is megare kochu. The difference is much. I know it's very by Balchayv. It is megare kochu. That seems to be what he's saying. But by ksubas isha, it's not megare kochu.
Right. So because by Balchayv, so then you would have to actually physically, if you did Ziburis, then you would say Lechit Hadr, because you would need to make a new Shibud, because there's no Shibud on the Ziburis, the Baal Chov.
I don't know. I don't know. You have to make Kimuksa. In other words, it sounds like, let me just go back again. It sounds like that there's a sort of Kimuksa dummy. There's really the al sedin of ein goyim min achasim mishubadim, the makom sheish b'nei chayrim, the shiva should be on the edges. The reason why the shiva is not on the edges is because of the principle of kamukser dami. So if there's a principle of kamukser dami, so somehow or another there's a principle of kamukser. So why should the principle of kamukser dami it be contingent on eino megareya kaicha?
Because in that case, if let's say it's possible that it was megareya kaicha and it was muxer, so we're going to tell him, sorry, if you're taking away from her, we're not going to pretend as if it happened already.
It's you not have to pretending. It's kemuxer dami. There's some kind of lumdis that in lumdis is kemuxer dami. So if there's such a lumdis, we're not pretending. We're not working here with pretending. That's what Shamir was saying. That really, it's not kemuxer, but since we're going to save you and others, the chayra, it's not pretending. It's mamish kemuxer dummy. It's halachically considered kemuxer. So if it's halachically considered kemuxer, so it's considered kemuxer.
But we're going to block that if it's megareya koicha. We're going to block that from happening.
Why can't block it? If that's what it is, if it's considered kemuxer, it's considered kemuxer.
No, Rebbe, we were working before
with. If he's not supposed to be doing that, then we're not going to give him the schus as if he did do it, if he didn't actually do it.
Again, if we're
not supposed to be doing it,
if we're going to say he's not supposed to be doing it, we can't say that Vade he will do it. That's crazy. I'm sorry. That's that.
No one says he's not supposed to do it. He's allowed to do it. He's not. There's nothing. He's not doing anything wrong. I mean, master the
Ziburis. He's going to be Megareya Kaicha.
He's not doing anything wrong. It's not his problem that she ends up with Megareya Kaicha. It's not his problem. He's just doing what he's doing.
There's no avla
on his part that he was a bad person. He was Megareya Kaicha.
Speaking of fighting out, the person has no b'nei chorim, the person, the isha has a right to collect from edus. It's only because you're going to have an interim period to try to rectify that you're going to end up being a gareya her. I'm saying it's not 100% accurate. Right now, she has a right to edus.
Okay. But I have a way, a kosher, mutter, halachic way to move her down to Ziburis. I'm allowed to do that. If he would come to Bezdin, and ask Bezdin, should I do this? I don't think Bezdin would tell him you're not allowed to do it, or it's an avla. In other words, let's say by Balchayv. Balchayv, if he wants to knock the Balchayv down to Ziburis, and he says, you know what, I'm going to return the shtar. He goes to Bezdin. Bezdin, is this the right thing to do? I don't think Bezdin tells him there's something wrong. There's nothing wrong. It's within his rights to give back he's selling the property back to the seller. And thereby, the Shibud is transferred to the Ziburis. He's allowed to do that. So
you go from last week saying that it was blackmail to now saying it's 100% kosher.
I'm saying that. No. I'm saying it's 100% kosher if he actually does it. Last week we were talking about that he didn't do it yet. He's just threatening to do it. That's blackmail.
But if it's 100% kosher, what he's threatening to do, then why is that blackmail?
If he actually does it, it's fine. He He has an actual, he has a legitimate thing that he can do. It's legitimate. It's within his power. No one says that it's wrong if he does it. The thing is, he's not doing it. He's threatening to do it. He's threatening to do something which is legitimate for him to do. So we are saying that if it's Megarei HaKoicha, so therefore he's not, then if it's not Megarei HaKoicha, then we view it as Kimukshir Dami. So Shamir is saying, let me try and hear Shamir's Svara, because he's saying that whether or not it's Kimukshir Dami is not so pashut. It's like a chesed that we're viewing it Kimukshir Dami. Because it's really not Mukser. We're being nice to you, and we're viewing it Kimukshir Dami. We're viewing it Kimukshir Dami. Is that some kind of spark? Because we want to be nice to you.
Can I try a drop different?
Let me just say what Shamir is saying. And therefore, we're not going to be nice to you on her expense. So that's how Shamir is saying it. That really it's not Kimukshir Dami. In Alpidin Bemes is not Kimukshir. The Bezen are being nice to him and viewing it Kimukshir. And they're not going to view it Kimukshir on her expense. Okay, maybe. I just don't hear it so well. What is the Bezen is being nice to him?
That's what I was trying to say by saying that the Muki Yosef holds of that guy's a shrimp, not vice versa.
Again,
he holds of the Mukshir, right, but only as long as not Megarei HaKoicha.
Bezdin is not in position right now to award the property. So Bezdin can wait until it's in position, but by the time it's actually in position, you're going to have actually been machzer it, right? Or most almost of kamat vada, you're going to have been machzer it, right? So the question is, if you're not Megarei her din, so then we don't wait to go through that process. We just say, look, you're getting what the din you're supposed to get. He's giving this to you. That we're not going to go ahead and establish that you have a right to the Idis. Rather, we're just going to go ahead and let him go ahead and give you the Ziburis. But if he's coming to Megarei your din, then we're going to go ahead and establish the fact that if we're able to, that you're really entitled to what you're entitled to. And if he goes through the process, he'll go through the process and he'll be mopsed you.
I hear. I'm allowed to say I'm not so keen. Is there such a halacha that when you're allowed to do something, it's like it happens or not? I don't. Yours are like saying there's really no such halacha, but Bezin will be nice to you and they'll view it that way. I don't know. That's like a funny thing. What if the lady says, "Listen, I don't want to. I'm ready to take my gamble. I'm not gonna say it shouldn't be Kimukshir Dami. I want to let them actually do it." She can't say that,
right?
You know, there's so. Where does this din come that it's Kimukshir Dami? Adamai, there's such a real halacha that it's Kimukshir Dami. So then, okay, let me go find it. Hear your choice. Let's see if I can come up with something else. I'm not saying you're wrong. I just hear someone else.
I think it's a different structure slightly, that the ability to say this lamdas of Kimukshir Dami, it we only say that if he's not being Megarei HaKoicha. Why? Because it's not simply if he could do something, we consider it as if it's done. It's only if he could do something and the result of that something will be what the halacha sort of is supposed to be. Meaning that if everybody's getting Me'ikra Adin, what they should be getting, and he could do it, then the lumdus of Kimukshir Dami kicks in. But if he's trying to be Megarei HaKoicha, then we don't say that. Not that Bezdin is not nice or chooses not, the lumdus doesn't apply. The lumdus requires more than just that the guy could do it. It also requires that he could do something and that it's going to really be what it should have been l'chadchila.
But why is that? In other words, you need two things. In other words, in order to have it considered Kimukshir Dami, you need that he could do it and that the result is something which is supposed to be.
Not that he could do it, that he would do it.
Okay. And on, maybe on what Rafi was saying, is that maybe if there was a Shibud or... I mean,
Okay.
Result by Nizami is not result Bainanist, right? Result by
Nizami. Jamir, it's hard to hear you.
Okay. I don't know. I hear you saying, Rav. I just, you know, like, it doesn't grab me. I have nothing against it. It just.
Rabbi, on what Rashi was saying, if a little bit of what Rafi's saying, but just the next step is that Beza needs a platform to be able to do that. Meaning, if there, I'm going back to the Sheba thing, but if there's a Sheba there prior, then Bezdin has a platform of which to say this. Meaning it's like what Rafi's saying, that it's in actual halacha, but meaning because there's a platform, because there's a shibud there already.
The language,
we can't make more, the shibud.
The language, that's not what he's emphasizing. Even the Eina Migareya Kaifa, not because since the shibud is there already. I don't know.
No, because there's not Migareya Kofa, so therefore there's a place, meaning if you want a Migareya Kofa.
He's not hitting the nail on the head so much. According to you, that since the shibud is there already. I don't know.
Maybe an option could be that it's like too much like blackmail and we don't allow, it's like too much if he's not actually doing the blackmail, we don't do the blackmail for him, kind of.
Yeah, but the problem is that this doesn't sound like blackmail. This is, he's using a different svara, kamukser dummy.
No, but if he's trying to be Megareya Kocho, then that's like blackmail. We don't allow it. We wouldn't help him out.
No, because even if it's not Megareya Kocho, there's no blackmail here, because you're knocking her down to Ziburis. So obviously blackmail is not functioning here. We're not using anything in blackmail, because you can't blackmail her to Ziburis.
Right, that's the point. That's why for her you can, it's not a problem, right? It's just for the Bahov.
Right, but it's not like Kimish Megareya Kaicha. That it's not like that's a positive reason. That's why we can say Gemukser Dami. Why should Mukser Dami be contingent on not being Megareya Kaicha? Mukser Dami has nothing to do with blackmail.
No, but it's
why? Not, maybe it is. Not, maybe not it Mukser is.
Sorry again.
No, I don't have a complete thought really, it seems to me a little structurally in the Mukhi Yosef that maybe Kamuchzer Dami is not a standalone Svara to give her Ziburis. Kamuchzer Dami is a response to Lekisha Tachzir. So I don't know if that really helps us, but the Baal Chov, the Baal Chov, you can't knock him down to Ziburis. You try to say Ishaskas to knock him down to Ziburis. He says Lekisha Tachzir. When you try, and that's a good taina for him. But by the Isha, when you try to knock her down to Ziburis, she responds back Lekisha Tachzir. But there's a count. She can't say Lekisha Tachzir because it's Kamuchzer Dami. So we're back to Ishaskas. I don't know if you agree with that, but I'm not saying it answers our problems anyway.
Let me try. I'll tell you the truth. I'm not necessarily. I heard. I can't respond because I didn't follow enough. I heard it, but I don't know how it helps. But I hear so far. I hear Shamir set up chat in the beginning and Rafi set up chat. I don't know. I was saying a different chat. I'll tell you what I was saying. I'm not necessarily saying what I mind is any better. So maybe that's a different possibility. And then I'll try and go back there and try and work it out, because there are all different versions of similar pshatim. I was trying to do what I said, and if I said this in Shir today also yesterday, there's a famous story. When I say this in Shir all the time, so the guys who were in my Shir probably heard this story already. Two people come to the rabbi. And the first person tells the rabbi his opinion. And the rabbi says, you're right. And then the second person tells the rabbi his opinion. And the rabbi says, you're right. And then the Rebbetzin pops up and says, but rabbi, they both can't be right. And the rabbi says, what does he say?
You're also right.
Right.
Oh, so my story goes, he says, you're wrong, right? Meaning, of course, two people can be right. There's many, many things in halacha. There's two different ways of looking at things, and they're both right. There's no, there's the my father used to quote from the Kabbalah, from, I don't know, that in this world, there's no MS and Sheker, it's only Tov v'Ra. That's embracious. There's not, I go ahead and I say chocolate is better. You say vanilla is better. Who's right? Okay. We look at a picture, an optical illusion. I say it's a lady and you say it's a flower vase. Who's right? I say if you want to travel from New York to China, you should go fly over the Atlantic. And you say you should go over the Pacific. So who's right? We're both right. There's many things in life that they can't say one person's right and one person's wrong. They're both, there's a legitimate logic to each side. There's a logical side to say, yes, right. It says Torah, there's, the famous, was it the Ritva? That was John Edo V'Edo Dibrit on Kim Chaim? Because there's, I forgot how many he says, there's a 100 and some reasons.
150. Kuf Nun Taimim.
There's 150 times to be matter and sheretz. Now, if a guy would come in and say that a sheretz is mutter, he's right. He has a good basis. He's not crazy. There's a good total basis to his opinion. Adamai, the other guy, says the opposite opinion. He also has a good basis, right? That's what the Ritva says when there's one Ervin, that there's Shine Edo V'Edo, because there, you could look at the same thing with two possibilities. So I was saying like this, we have a kamukser dummy. Is it kamukser dummy or is it not kamukser dummy? They're both right. I could present a valid, logical, Torah, proof logic, which would say that it should be kamukser dummy. And I can also present a valid Torah argument that it should be not the mukser dummy. So which way do you go? Chazal, in a sense, had a choice. They have a choice because they're both right. They both make sense. They're both, they're both logical. They're both Torahic. So the Neda, I said, if you're Mikarei HaKaicha, so then that acts as the motivation for us to say that we don't like the Svara Mukser Dami. We're allowed, we have two Svaras, they're both right, so we can pick whichever one we want. So if it's Megarei HaKaicha, so that's just a motivation. It's a little bit similar to what, Shamir was saying, is that Megarei HaKaicha is a motivation. But I say it's a motivation, I would say it's a motivation to pick which Yashris you like. Since they're both right, so how do you know which one to do? So you do the one that isn't, will come out to the better din. So if it's not Megarei HaKaicha, so why not pick the Yashris as Kemukser Dami? But if it's going to be Megarei HaKaicha, so that acts as a catalyst, as a motivation, not to say the Svara of a Mukser Dami. That's what I was trying to say. Everyone's speechless, I see.
Rebbe, so would that mean that we're saying that Garsha Shri and the Nemukah Yosef are agreeing?
No, for sure not. The Garsha Shri is saying that you only say Mukser Dami when you have the fact that he'll definitely do it. And he'll only definitely do it when you have the fact that she's taking advantage of him. So then it's not that there are two svaras, it's clear cut. There's only in the case of when Ksuvas Isha, we definitely have the svara of Mukser Dami. In the case of Baal Chayiv, we definitely do not have the svara of Mukser Dami. That's according to Agos Hashri.
So according to
saying, that no, we have, and everywhere we have a suffix if you have that svara or not. The svara is debatable. The svara is debatable everywhere. Bezin could say the svara it's very similar to Shamir, I have to admit. Bezdin could say that Svara, if they want to do by about Chayiv, and if they didn't want to, they wouldn't say it by Ksubas Isha. They have a choice because both Svaras are logical. So the factor that it's not Migarei HaKoicha is a motivation which motivates us to say the Svara. The factor that it's a Migarei HaKoicha is a motivation that motivates us not to say the Svara. Because
Rabbi, according to this Peshat, it's not Kivon.
Shuda Dedaini means that you can say either way, right? Yeah, we had Shuda Dedaini in the Gemara, that sometimes both possibilities are right. Right? That was Shuda Dedaini. Whatever Bezdin Paskin is correct. So Bezdin, right? Remember, I don't know if you people remember Shuda Dedaini. That I think that's what it was. And therefore, Bezdin used some little Svara to determine which way they're going to go. Because whatever we Paskin is right. So whenever we Paskin, we right. So the straw will break the camel's back and will motivate us to go this way, because why not? Anyway, we can do whatever we want. So whichever one we do is right.
But Rebbe, that the Kavan, Tosos and then Mukhi Yosef uses this lesson of Kavan. According to Rebbe, it's an arbitrary cave, meaning Kavan's an arbitrary thing. It could be because it's white outside and that's what we chose also. We happen to have chosen different things. It's not because of that.
We would never choose to say Kemukser Dami.
The reason why, according to what Rebbe is saying, is that there's a legitimate reason to not say this.
What?
So it's not because of this. It's the legitimate reason to say both ways. Happens to be, we're finding, because it's light, then this is the reason. That's not the reason. It's not a positive svara to say this way because we chose it. Therefore, this makes sense. And this is a logical thing to do. Therefore, we're going to do it. It's because we need to make a differentiation. So what are we going to use a differentiation? So we're going to use this Magriya Koho. But that's not a reason
we don't need to make a differentiation. I didn't say that. It's because
I mean we're making a differentiation.
If Chazal wanted, if we're going to be Megarei HaKoicho, then a Chazal are motivated. They don't like Megarei HaKoicho. It's completely mutter and legitimate, but they're not happy with it. If on the other hand it's not Megarei HaKoicho, then Adarabba, that's what they like. They like that the fact that at the end of the day she comes out getting what she's supposed to get. So the Chazal, Chazal have a personal motivation, what they would like the din to be at the end of the day. They would like the din to be at the end of the day that she gets what's coming to her. That would be the nicest thing. If that could work out, Chazal would be very happy. They will celebrate. They'll make a kiddush in shul. So now they have a svara which is debatable. And you're allowed to go either way because there is no MS. They're both MS. They're both MS, so there's no MS. You can go either way. So Chazal allow their personal agenda, so to speak, to tell them which way to go. Since if you're going to be Megarei HaKoicho, then I don't want to use that Svara. If Adarabba, you're going to bring out, you're going to come to not Megarei HaKoicho, you're going to come to what the din was supposed to be, then I'm very happy with the Svara.
It sounds very much like the motivation and mechanism type okay, thing I was saying before.
Fine.
Why is it? How is it different than what Shamir was saying?
A little bit saying that, but not so much that the motivation, the mechanism was always there, but they have to choose if they want to use it because there's a, what I was trying to say is that there's a 50-50 svara. You can say Kemukser Dami, you can say not Kemukser Dami. It's a toss up. Sometimes things are clear cut and it's not, there's no toss up. It's definitely Gemukser Dami. It's definitely not. The Hagos Vashri, it's Pash Pashas is saying, in this situation, it's definitely Gemukser Dami. In a different situation, it's definitely not Mukser Dami. Doesn't have no choice. This is the facts of life. But I'm claiming that Mugayose feels that it's really it's unclear whether it's Mukser Dami or not. It's a valid Torah Svara to say Mukser Dami, and it's a valid Torah Svara to say not Mukser Dami. So now what do you do? So Bezdin in such a situation follow their conscience. If you're gonna be Megarei HaKoicho, then we're not gonna evoke the Mukser Dami. If you're not going to mimic Reka, we will. Okay, let me, please, I want to go a little
further. Do we say the same in Taisus?
Wait. I'm not up to Taisus yet. So let's get through Chris. But if you don't like my Svar, you can say like Rafi. If you don't like Rafi, you can say like Shamir. And if you don't like Shamir, you can say like, who else said? Like Chesky Regina and anyone else. Okay, anyway, but let's continue. So the Maisa we're saying, the Svara is that the Mugayasev is saying that the Svara is Kemuksa Dami. But we only say Kemuksa Dami for whatever the Hezber is when it's not Megarea Kaicha. So now we have the $1 million Shaina. Okay, one Shaina we had is what the logic is. So we tried our best. But now the $1 million Shaina is if we only say Kemuksa Dami when it's not Megarea Kaicha, so what's the Shaina? So how come?
By Yidus, how can he push him down to Bananas?
Yeah, that's $1 million Shaina. So how do we get by Nezikim to push it down to Bananas? I over there, it's Megarea Kaicha.
Maybe over there it works differently.
Oh, wait, no, that's the Shaina. So you answer, you want to say. Okay, but that's the first question, right? In other words, if the Nugayayzev is telling us that the system is Mukser Dami, but he's saying there's some Tanai. We don't know why there's a Tanai. But in order to have the system of Mukser Dami, you need Eina Megarea Kaicha. So then by Nezikin, where you are Megarea Kaicha, then the Chayra, you can't use the system of Mukser Dami. If you're not using the system, wait, let me present the question. I know you're going to argue. And if you're not going to use the system of Mukser Dami, then what system do you have? So Sandy says that, okay, so we'll say it is a different system. Okay, why is that a little daichik? In other words, there's a different system of like blackmail, So there's two systems. If I'm moving you to Bananas, so then there's a system of blackmail. Or let's make a deal. You know, there is I move you to Bananas. If I want to move you to Ziburis, then I have to use the system of Kemuksa Dami. So there's two totally different systems.
Why?
So what's daichik with that?
Because if it works to move him from Idias to Bananas, then why wouldn't the same system work from Bananas?
Because she can call his bluff. If he wants to move her down to Ziburis, she can say to him, Tachzer. Because it's only if you want to move it to Bananas you can black her, because you're saying, I give and you give. So if you want to move from Idias to Bananas, so then you have the blackmail, let's make a deal, I'll lose and you lose, we'll both compromise, Svara. If you want to move down to Ziburis and you don't have that Svara, then you have to use a different Svara. As if it's Kehuksa Dami. Kehuksa Dami only worked as Dami Garea Kaicho. So therefore, at the end of the day, you have to say, this is what Shamir was timing, I think one of the first days in the Sugya, to one of the definitive Taisis, that you have to say there are two totally different Svaras of Lashatkas, of Ishatkas. Now, what's wrong with saying that? Besides that, because Shamir
who told the Gemara, Rebbe said this.
Shamir give him too much gaiva. Yeah.
Rebbe said this the other day because who told the Gemara that there's two svaras? Then why is the Gemara asking later on? Yachi ben Azikin.
Right. In other words, I said that. Yes, I forgot. It's not.
Serious. Yeah, you said that yesterday or 2 days ago.
Okay. Sorry, I apologize. It's not right. So it happens to be not bad. And, you know, and maybe that's where we should go. But it's not so nice. First of all, it's not so nice that each Shatkes means two totally different things. Right? It always is an old daichik that one, the same words mean two totally different things. One is as far as blackmail, and one is as far as kemuksa dami. Like it's the same words of the Gemara. So that's a little daichik. And the second thing is that the Gemara asks Akasha from the Zikim. The Gemara says, the Lashon of the Gemara was, Ihachi. Ihachi ben Zikim Nami. What's the Gemara's Kasha? Ihachi ben Zikim Nami. Maybe I only hold it once far and not the other. So Shamir will have to answer, that the Gemara knows. It's
I'm falling a little bit. I apologize. I'm falling a little behind here. I think we went a little too fast for me on this step. Okay. What's the problem with Nezikin? Sorry.
Okay, here we go. In Nezikin, the Namukha Yosef says the Svara of there's a Svara. Our big question on the Shaina is, what is the system that you're using? How do you get out of the fact that the person's shibud is on Idjus? Because Laj Abidin, the shibud of all three should be on Idjus. So how does Ishadkes move you, change your din? So at the end of the piece, the Mugayase says as far as because it's Kemukser Dami. Okay, so we understand there's a system called Kemukser. Now, for some reason, we don't know exactly why, that's what he spent most of his share on, the start of Kemukser Dami is contingent on that you're doing, you're not Megarei HaKaycha. So it means that if you are Megarei HaKaycha, then Pashas, you cannot use the system of Kemukser Dami. So that means that this system that we now, Baruch Hashem, we figured out from learning the Mukha Yosef, and when everything went, we didn't know what the system was, only applies when it's not Megarei HaKaycha. Now by Nezikin, you are Megarei HaKaycha because the Nezikin is supposed to collect from Idjus, besides the fact that you bought Idjus Bachreina. Supposed to collect from Idjus because Nezikin collects from Idjus. Meitav Sodehu, Meitav Karma Yisharim. When it was collecting from the Mazik, he was supposed to collect from Idjus. So when you use Ishadkes to move Nezikin down to Beinonis, you are being Megarei HaKaycha.
The Gemara says to move to Bidine. The next step of the Gemara is to move him down to Beinonis.
Yeah, so the Gemara wants to move him down to Beinonis.
That's okay, so up to the next step. We're up to the next step of the Gemara already?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's the next step says, if you're right, so move the Zika down to Beinonis. So that's Pashas Ihochi means using the same logic. Logic of Ishadkes, you should use Nezikin down to Beta. So the problem we have is if the logic is Kemukser Dami. And then the Mugha Yosef says that Kemukser Dami is only applicable when it's not Megarei HaKaycha. So by Nezikin, you're using it to Megarei HaKaycha. So the Gemara should have said there is no Svar of Kemukser Dami.
The question here is that's a very nice svara. That's the Brisa says the Brisa, everything's kedine, everything works out perfectly. But now the Gemara's kasha is that the only way the person owning the field now is going to be able to knock the Nezikin down to Beinonis now is not because of any svaras. The svaras are over. It's because you can't tell me that the Nezikin guy is going to say lechi tidhar, go return it because he doesn't want to lose.
Okay, he's so what you're risk. Saying. Is that it's a different svara?
It's an outside.
It's nothing to do with the svara of Kemukser Dami. The Gemara is asking. We have for a completely different reason. The Nezikin should get moved down to Beinonis, which is exactly what Sammy said. You're mechaven. See that? You're right. You're right with the yeshir.
Yeah, so but not that it should be. It will be
because it's we said. That it's not like it's such a mukhluk svara. Who says that this svara is so pleasant? If you tell me it's mamish, it's a mukhluk svara that's undeniable and no one can argue with it, okay, you'd be right. But it doesn't sound to us like such a mukhluk svara. The guy can say, listen, I don't think you're going to do it. I'll take my gamble. Or maybe you want to keep your bane in this. You don't want to say, you there's a reason why you bought all three fields because you want to keep them. You're not going to give it back. Why, maybe the buyer, the seller won't buy it back. He doesn't want to buy it back from you. Maybe this, he said he's going to cooperate. There could be all kinds of svaras why you're not going to be able to give it back. So who says it's a svara mechrachas that the guy's going to agree to blackmail? Or maybe he's a gambler and says, I'll take my chances. I don't know.
This might be just shifting the question.
If it's the same svara, so then it's very nice. If the Gemara is the same svara, so the Gemara is saying, you just were mechadesh as far as Kemukser Dami. If it's kemukhre dami, then we should say it by nizikin too. But once you tell me that it's a complete, that the svara of kemukhre dami only applies when it's not megare koichel. Now this is a kasha bein on the muka yosef and bein on the gos hashri. That's what makes life more complicated.
Oh, right. Doesn't the Hagos Hashri have to, doesn't he have to say that there's two different svaras?
Maybe, because the way that Hagos Hashri is saying it, is that the whole svara is that it's vadai. And it's vadai because he doesn't want to be taken advantage of. So, yeah, that sounds right.
It does not seem like they're learning. This shifts the kasha. It doesn't answer the kasha. It shifts it, but it does not seem that they're learning kemuchzer dami on the beinonis step. They're not learning the baal chov as it's like the beinonis is kemuchzer. It's very not mashma. It's very not mashma. They say this specifically by the step of the ziburis by the ged.
Okay. Yes. So you're saying that Shamir was right. Okay, and you're saying that you have to say that there are two totally different lumdis in Ishakas. And when the Gemara is asking Ihochi, the Gemara is saying Ihochi, you should say it by Nezikin for a completely different reason. And the reason why the Gemara is asking the Kasha, because the Gemara feels that this Svara by Nezikin is a Svara Bukrachas. So the Gemara is like,
That's not what I'm saying at all.
You have to say by Nezikin, you should say a different Svara, not the Svara of Mukhsar Dami, but a different Svara. By Nezikin to knock you down to Beinonis.
No, I'm saying that they're learning that svara by the Baal Chov. Now, I'm not answering the kasha that why the Gemara have two svaras in the first step, but I'm arguing that it's pretty clear in the steps in the assembly line of the Muki Yosef and the Gos Hashri that they're not using Kemuchzer Dami for the Baal Chov.
I don't know.
Rebbe, just as far as...
You would learn the Namuki Yosef and say that why could you give Beinonis to the Baal Chov because it's the Beinonis is Kemuchzer? They're learning the Beinonis is Kemuchzer, that's why you could give it?
Maybe. Because it's the same story, because even the Hagos Hashri, that's otherwise the guy's getting more than Dine.
But they're not coming Stam and coming to explain the Gemara.
I don't know. I'm not sure about you, because once you have that svara by Ksuvas Isha, we would use the same. We want to make the Gemara one svara. Okay, anyway, so this is the suggestion. This is where we're holding. Let's get clearly where we're holding, because we got to get clear, because the question is like this. The Namuka Yosef and the Hagos Hashri both say that the svara of Kemuchzer Dami is limited only when it's not Megarei Koicha. In the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, we're not too clear on the logic. In the Hagos Hashri, he says clearly the logic. The logic is because we only can say Kemuchzer Dami when it's Vada, you're going to do it. And it's only Vada he's going to do it when he feels like he's being gypped. The problem is, if that's the case, then you should not have the sort of Kemuchzer Dami by Nezikin. So what's the Gemara's Kasha Ihochi? So the only suggestion we have, which I do not like, but just because I do not like doesn't mean that it's not right, because it's the only suggestion we have. The only suggestion we have is that the Gemara is asking Yochi, you should say a different svara. So what was the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is because the Gemara knows that this is an emesis svara. The Gemara knows that the blackmail svara, which I hate so much, is an emesis svara. And the Gemara is saying, if that your case is correct, that it's not a case of Yisoymim, then there should be a whole new Svara, nothing to do with the Svara that you said of Ishatkas, but a completely different Svara called blackmail, which should also apply to Nezikin.
Okay. Why is Rebbe saying that's crazy? The Namuki Yosef and the Hagos Hashri are both taking that for granted to start with, like Chesky is saying. They're starting with that step, and then they're going and they're saying that we have a kasha based on the... So Rebbe is saying that once he goes off that then he's going to stick with that.
Gemara have two meanings, it's Daitik.
But
it's Daitik to say that the Gemara is asking a question on assuming that the Svara is a Svara of the Brachas when I never said it.
I can't even say the Bainerness is Kamuchser in the Gemara. It's Beferish not in the Gemara. The Gemara says, I will return the Ziburis and you'll all take from Ziburis. That's the threat. So I'm not answering all the kashas, but you can't say the Pshat in the Baal Chov was the Bainerness was Kamuchser. The Gemara says, I'll return the Ziburis, the Kulhu Shakal Meziburis.
And that was
the words of the Ishaskas.
And therefore it's Kamuchser Dami.
But that's not, we're not, what do you mean? To return the Ziburis is not Kamuchser.
Let's leave it for tomorrow.
Can I say one potential thing?
You look and do some research for us. So we have like this. Either we say, we have two choices.
I said what I said tonight doesn't have this problem.
Okay, but I don't remember. I'm sorry. So let me, I just want to summarize. Problem. So we have two choices. Either one choice, we have a kasha, bein on the Mugayai Seif and bein on the Gosa Shri. The way, and the Gosa Shri, it's a more obvious kasha because we understand the logic of Gosa Shri better. That the logic that he's saying of Kamuchser Dami does not apply to Nezikin. So how does the Gemara say, Ehochi by Nezikin, you should go down to Bainus? The only suggested answer that so far we heard is that there's a second Lundis. And so the problem that we have with that, when I have it, is that it's an old dialect to say that the words Ishatkes coincidentally work for two totally different logics. It seems a little daichik. And two, since the first Gemara never said it, so what's the Gemara's kasha? Maybe just say that there's only one logic and don't have a question. So the answer would be to say, another Gemara hold up the svara that it's mukluk, it's such a great svara, it has to be. Okay. But I.
No, but the mukhsir so definitely doesn't apply.
Let's think about it. Or the other choice, Samir says he has it, the way he said it, worked out. I'm sorry, I don't remember what he said.